Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Buffalo's message to the president.
Hate must have no safe harbor.
Pennsylvania primary.
Polls show Dr. Mehmet Oz in front, but Kathy Barnett is surging.
Resuming formula production.
The FDA is working closely with Abbott to bring the facility back online.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden meets with the families of the victims of the Buffalo supermarket massacre today. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Jeff Pagaz, who has the latest on the investigation.
The individual was here back in early March.
Authorities believe the suspect scoped out the site of Saturday's shooting 2 months in advance. The 18-year-old allegedly wrote that he'd been confronted by a security guard at the time and referred to the interaction as a close call. Orrin Siegel tracks extremists for the Anti-Defamation League.
We are seeing extremists share the manifesto. We are seeing them glorify this individual.
A document allegedly linked to the gunman reveals his belief in replacement theory. A recent Associated Press poll shows that roughly a third of Americans believe an effort is underway to replace people born in the U.S. with immigrants for electoral gains.
I'm Steve Dorsey at Joint Base Andrews, where President Biden will depart with the First Lady this morning for Buffalo. They'll meet with families of the victims, first responders, and community leaders there. Mr. Biden is also expected to deliver remarks calling the shooting an act of terrorism based on hate and a perverse ideology. He'll also call on Congress to keep the same assault-style rifle used to kill 10 people in the attack off U.S. streets. CBS's Jerika Duncan has been speaking with those who lost loved ones.
She gave me a hug, told me she loved me like we always do.
That was the last time Roberta Drury's best friend saw her.
She walked around the corner. I heard gunshots. I started seeing everybody run out of tops.
65-year-old Celestine Cheney was a beloved grandmother. She was shopping for strawberry shortcakes with her sister, Joanne Daniels.
People was running in. I guess they ran over her. So I reached down to try to pick her up. And she said, go ahead, I'm coming. I thought she was behind me. But she wasn't.
In Southern California, authorities say the suspect in the church shooting that left one person dead, five wounded, was motivated by hatred against Taiwan. The 68-year-old suspect grew up in Taiwan but lives in Las Vegas. It's primary day in five states today. CBS's Robert Costa has more on the closely watched Pennsylvania Republican Senate race.
You're going to send Dr. Oz to fight for you in the U.S. Senate?
The former president backed celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's locked in a three-way race.
President Trump, when he endorsed me, said I was smart, tough, and would never let you down.
But Oz is fending off a late surge by conservative commentator Kathy Barnett.
Did former President Trump pick the wrong person in this race?
Absolutely. He is not Jesus, so he gets to be wrong. And on this, he's wrong.
Businessman and former George W. Bush administration official David McCormick insists she doesn't have the track record to win.
In southern Ukraine, the siege at a massive steel plant in Mariupol appears over. CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest.
The Russian military took the wounded Ukrainian fighters to territory it controls. A prison exchange is being negotiated while rescue attempts continue for those still underground. As Mariupol falls, defiant Ukrainian soldiers celebrate a victory to the north, announcing, "We've reached the Russian border, Mr. President." But it's still tense. Hills reverberate with the grief of women whose men died defending their country. This is no military funeral. Yulia Loseva's husband was a 38-year-old truck driver who'd never fought in his life.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Two top baby formula makers in Europe are ramping up supply deliveries to the U.S., and there's a new agreement affecting the top American maker, Abbott Laboratories.
The consent decree agreed to by the FDA and Abbott would allow for the reopening of the key formula plant that was closed in February. The company says if the FDA confirms its requirements have been met, Abbott could restart its plant in Sturgis, Michigan in 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're also moving as quickly as possible to safely bring in additional product from other countries.
Jean-Pierre says the FDA will review each product for safety before allowing it to be imported. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Gas prices go higher again. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is a record $4.52. Because of those rising prices, summer travel may not be an option for some of us. CBS's Steve Futterman takes a look at getaway plans.
Air travel after two down years is back up.
It's going to be up 25% over last year. We're expecting about 3 million people are going to be traveling by air.
Ellen Edmonds is with AAA, but by far still the most popular mode of traveling is by car.
We're expecting 34.9 million people to take to the road.
A good travel tip, be patient.
And there are signs more people are turning to electric vehicles to get around. Two auto publications report registrations for new EVs shot up 60% the first 3 months of this year, even though new car registrations overall were down 18%. Authorities say they've uncovered a drug cartel tunnel about the length of six football fields. U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman.
The tunnel stretches from Tijuana, Mexico to this warehouse in Otay Mesa, about 300 feet north of the border. It's estimated to be about 1,744 feet long. It has reinforced walls, a rail system, and electricity for ventilation.
Migrant crossings at the southern border topped 234,000 last month, one of the highest totals in decades. U.S. officials say some of that was due to a brief influx of Ukrainians. Well, CBS's Ed O'Keefe now on a new U.S. policy shift.
The Biden administration is reversing Trump-era policies regarding Cuba, with plans to expand flights to the island nation, expanding consular services there, and relaunching family reunification programs that have been shut down in recent years.
The U.S. is also lifting the cap on money that can be sent to family members in Cuba. A new tweet from Elon Musk about his Twitter deal. In response to another user on the platform, Musk says the agreement can't move forward unless the company shows public proof that less than 5% of the accounts are fake or spam.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
We've all got to live somewhere. A new list scouts out some prime locations.
Huntsville, Alabama is known as Rocket City. It's where NASA engineers helped design the agency's launch vehicles. And now it's also at the top of the U.S. News and World Report top places to live in the U.S. Real estate editor Devin Thorsby.
Its job market is continuing to grow and become more appealing for a lot of people, particularly in the aerospace industry with NASA located there.
Other top cities include Colorado Springs, Green Bay, Boulder, and San Jose. Peter King, CBS News.
In a website interview, golf legend Jack Nicklaus says he was offered $100 million to be the face of the new Saudi Golf League and turned it down twice, once verbally and once in writing. Greg Norman is the man in that role now. The tour begins play next month. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.